Whoever forms the next government will have an immediate challenge: how to deal with two of Australia's most important international partners. US and Chinese trade negotiators are scrambling to keep their year-long trade talks on track, with President Donald Trump accusing Chinese leaders of breaking the deal. Later today, he's expected to more than double existing tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Plus, he's pledged to slug all Chinese imports with new levies. China correspondent Bill Birtles reports.
Another week, another round of trade talks. The US and China have been at it since Donald Trump first put tariffs on Chinese goods back in March last year. Just 1 week ago, some US media outlets were reporting that a deal was close. Now those expectations have been dashed.
By the way, you see the tariffs we're doing? Because they broke the deal. They broke the deal! So they're flying in. The vice premier tomorrow is flying in. Good man. But they broke the deal.
A report this week quoting anonymous US officials claims Mr. Trump's abrupt move to raise tariffs came after the Chinese sent a list of major revisions to the US side. They included backtracking on an earlier pledge to change Chinese laws that prevent foreign companies from having equal access to China's market. Gao Feng is from China's Commerce Ministry.
Raising tariffs is not the right approach to solve the problems, as it will affect not only Chinese companies, but also American businesses, American consumers, and the world economy.
China's heavily censored media has blocked or played down news about the trade talks stalling. Beijing-based economist Xiang Songzhou says Mr. Trump's move to raise tariffs has taken everyone by surprise.
Well, I think the new announcement by President Trump is totally unexpected.
He says American demands to make sure any deal is enforceable could be seen in Beijing as violating Chinese sovereignty.
I don't think Chinese side easier to accept such a requirement.
The setback in talks comes as no surprise to former Australian Treasury economist Stephen Joske, who spent a total of 15 years working in Beijing.
Well, it was certainly to be expected. I mean, given the depths of the US concerns, and I think the Chinese inability to really stop stealing technology, for example, that there's really very hard to see them in the short term coming to a true resolution.
For now, any deal between the world's two largest economies looks distant, but both sides are still talking. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing reporting for AM.